And what keeps you going?
Well, I find living here in Great Wakering, it's a very friendly village. And when I walk down to the shops, so many people will talk to me, even if I don't know them. They'll always say hello and it's a nice day or how are you. And it's a very nice... I enjoy walking down to the village and meeting the villagers.
And you're still able to look after yourself completely?
Oh, yes. Yeah, I can completely look after myself, yes. We've got a laundry room here. I can do the laundry easily. But, yes, I can look after myself, do my own housework and my own cooking in the microwave.
What message would you have for anyone who was newly diagnosed with diabetes now from all your 77 years of experience?
Well, if you're on insulin, you've got to watch your diet. If you have anything you shouldn't have, you increase your insulin. And if you don't feel like anything to eat, you mustn't have any insulin. But I think that really is what I do. I adjust my insulin to whatever I'm going to have to eat. But I can't give any advice to anyone having tablets because I've never had them. I don't know how they would affect anybody.
Do you have any memories of that short trial with tablets, of what that was like?
No, I don't. I was too young, really. I know I was very, very disappointed that they didn't work for me because I thought I'd stop having injections. But I was very disappointed at the time, but I got over it.
So that suggests that you really didn't like injections when you were a child?
Oh, no, I don't think anybody likes them. But it's a case of... You've got to have it or you die. It's life for you, the injections, when you're diabetic.
Would you say that your life has been dominated by diabetes?
I don't think so. I've always done whatever I've wanted to do. It hasn't really restricted me very much.
What effect has it had on your skin, 77 years of injections?
Well, sometimes you get a little red mark. I do in the top of my thighs and in my arms. And sometimes it'll leave a mark, but other times it doesn't, because these syringes and needles now are absolutely wonderful. You really don't feel the needle going in at all.